The Coast Guard and other agencies are still working to determine the source of oil that's coating birds and seals near St. Lawrence Island. In the meantime, the only living bird recovered in the incident, a juvenile thick-billed murre, has been cleaned up and is recovering at the Bird Treatment and Learning Center in Anchorage. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
It's swim time for the thick-billed murre, but first, Julie Skoglin wants to make sure he's drying off okay. So she takes a white towel, reaches into a small enclosure, and carefully grabs a hold of the bird.
And murres, because they're wing divers, are quite strong. Yep, he's completely dry, so. Okay.
Skoglin is a bird rehab expert with the group International Bird Rescue. She flew up from Los Angeles to take care of this one juvenile murre, known by his tag number, White 56. Under the Oil Pollution Act of 1990, all oiled wildlife need to be immediately rehabilitated. Skoglin says the bird arrived on Saturday from St. Lawrence Island.
And he was lightly oiled. He's in really good shape, and we just washed him yesterday morning, and we're starting him his waterproofing process today.
The juvenile murre is the only oiled animal that has been captured alive from St. Lawrence Island. One other murre and two seals with oil were taken by subsistence hunters on the island. The Coast Guard has heard reports of sightings of three more oiled birds, but can't confirm those cases. Coast Guard spokesperson David Mosley says tests have determined the animals are coated in heavy oil, and further tests will narrow down the exact type. But he says the source of the oil is still a mystery.
We could have the possibility of something that was washed off the side of a vessel, a drum or something that during real bad weather, or something that was purposely done. While we hope that people treat the environment well, we know that there are folks that occasionally will do a dumping at sea. We just don't know where this oil may have come from and what it's tied to.
The Coast Guard and the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation sent a team to St. Lawrence Island to try to find the source of the oil. They came up empty-handed, and Mosley says that's unusual.
So this is a bit more of a mystery for us. We see results, but we don't have a source. So that's why we're really working hand-in-hand with state partners, the locals on the island, the natives. They know that island. They've lived there for generations. They understand what's going on. So we've been really trying to work with them to get a better picture and kind of put the pieces of this puzzle together to hopefully find the source and be able to resolve it.
In the meantime, the thick-billed murre will continue recuperating. Remember that swim he was about to take? Before he's released into the wild, Julie Skoglin needs to be sure he's waterproofed again, so she puts him in a small pool to test how his feathers are working.
And you can see now how he's floating quite comfortably on the water, and that's exactly what we're looking for. You know, generally waterproof birds are completely content sitting on the water. They're not getting wet, so that's exactly what we're looking for.
Skoglin says the murre is doing great. She expects him to be strong enough to release back into the wild by the end of the week. That will likely happen in Seward because it's better for the bird not to have to make the long trip back to St. Lawrence Island. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.